Aleksander Kwaśniewski is the president of Poland. A former communist, Mr. Kwaśniewski has championed Poland's entry into the European Union. He's been a strong supporter of President Bush's Iraq policy, and he's contributed forces there. President Kwaśniewski has been on a visit to Washington this week, which included a meeting with President Bush, and we welcome him to the program today. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
Your country is very pro-American in many respects, but there's one irritant in U.S.-Polish relations I'd like to ask you about, and that is that Poles need visas to travel here. They pay fees for visa applications, and it's widely reported that you've come here seeking relief. What did you ask President Bush, and what did he tell you?
Well, so that was one of the main issues of our discussion today, and I think that the world and the future of the world is without visa, not with visa. I understand the situation in United States, and especially after September 11th, but I encourage President Bush and representatives of his administration to go forward, to eliminate visa. And we decided to discuss all these issues as soon as possible, and firstly to eliminate some difficulties which are existing still, because different story is to fight against terrorism, drugs, all these negative phenomena. But different is to open doors for normal and good people.
On another matter, President Kwaśniewski, Poland contributed forces to Iraq and has personnel in Iraq right now. Considering that there turns out to be still armed resistance against U.S. and allied forces there, is Poland in Iraq for the long run? And if so, what do you assume? How long do you assume the long run is going to be?
Well, first, Poland is a very predictable and serious ally. So we will be there as long as necessary. So I think to the end of this year, our contingent will be on same scale. It means 2,500 soldiers. I hope that because of the political decisions, 2005 will be the first momentum to decrease the number of international forces in Iraq.
Next year?
That is my forecast, and I hope that 2005 and then we'll decrease the number of our soldiers in Iraq.
From 2,500 down to something smaller than that, but would you assume that, say, 4 years from now there are still some Polish troops in Iraq, or would you assume they're all homeland?
Unfortunately, I think that if we speak about peacekeeping forces, that is a question of decades.
Of decades?
Yeah.
Do you think that as Poland becomes more and more integrated into Europe, into the European Union, that there will still remain a very distinctive pro-American attitude in Poland, or will eventually young people in Poland view us and the rest of the world the same way that young people in Germany or Belgium or France would?
That's a good question, but I think that's a much better question to Americans as to us. Yeah, of course, Poland, we are in Europe, and our place is in Europe and the European Union. But of course, I can imagine that this European approach of Poland will mean more and more European behaviors and opinions and feelings and sympathy, etc. And then the question is to Americans, how you want to keep this very unique, very special, and based on centuries, special sentiment to the United States. And I think the visa, what you started with this question, is a good answer. If you want to keep Poland as a country very open to the United States, it's necessary to eliminate visa, to have the best approach to Poland, to have good contacts, to do something.
One of the premises of President Bush's Middle East policy it seems to be drawn on the experience of your part of the world, which is that countries that lived under dictatorships and that may have had a very limited history of modern parliamentary democracy can nonetheless make a rapid, smooth transition to democratic rule. Happened in Poland, it happened in Hungary, it happened in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and therefore it is reasoned it can happen in Iraq too. And I just wonder, when you look at the situation in Iraq, do you think, personally, this is like Eastern Europe a few years ago, there could be a vigorous democracy here, or do you say this is so different in terms of history and culture and background that it's going to be very different?
That is very difficult to say that democracy is this main value for what we should fight, because that is some kind of procedure. This is some kind of instrument which we can use. The main idea, which is very much in my mind, in my heart, and in Poland, that is dignity of a man. And in my opinion, all nations in the world, even this very uneducated, they are ready to accept this concept. That if we want to fight for human rights and human dignity, we need democracy as an instrument.
President Kwaśniewski, thank you very much for talking
to us. Thank you very much, Louis, for your time.
Aleksander Kwaśniewski, who is the president of Poland.